Hey, it's the Moral Marriage Podcast, guys. Ooh, we are on fire, guys. Thank you so much for all the reviews. If you haven't left us a review yet and you're getting value, please leave a review. But hey, I want to get right into it today. I love this one because we talked about safety in the last episode. Why couldn't you do this X years ago? We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
I didn't know that's what we were talking about, but I love this one. I feel like I'm going to have a lot to say.
Ooh, maybe we should let Catherine go first today. I'm going to say quickly though before you do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, this is massive. Okay, I'm not sure what you hear in your program from the women, but the men that come to my program, every single man starts with a phone call first, at least at the time of recording this episode, okay? And what happens is they've all heard something along the lines of, I'm not going to believe you. I don't want to fall for it again. I'm not making the same mistakes. Why couldn't you do this X years ago? There's so many ways that women will say this. And the point is simple. It's the trust I was talking about after we talked about safety last episode. So I wanted to get into a little bit further, but go ahead with your initial thoughts, please, honey.
Yeah, I this is a really cool topic for me. I'm going to use myself as an example. Ooh. Because I obviously learned the skills to be able to edify my husband. And I gave him a platform to launch off of, to be the man that he was created to be. But if, and I always say, if I would have just known how to do this from the start, I could have changed the entire direction of our marriage. And it, I mean, thank God it went the way that it did, because we have a beautiful family, we have a beautiful home, we have a beautiful business, we've helped so many people. So I'm not regretful of anything. But the idea that if I had known, if I had practiced the skills, if I had been taught the skills, then I could have changed everything. Well, the reason that I didn't was because everything was just a theory. I did not have the skills. You know, you can read something in a book, but until you're faced with it in real life, it doesn't mean that you're going to know how to do it, even if you know the exact words in a book. You need to be able to, someone needs to teach you, someone needs to mentor you, someone needs to guide you. It needs to come from more than theory. And when these things were solidified in myself, it's because I followed the footsteps of someone who went through something similar. A lot of different people, we pull from a lot of different resources, but I needed to be, the skills needed to be ingrained in me. I didn't need to just understand the theory. So I think people can't, I didn't do it years ago because they didn't know how. They may have tried, but they got the wrong help. They got the wrong help, guidance, wrong directive. You hear that all the time. Well, I got counseling. I tried. Well, maybe the counselor didn't actually know how to guide you, and that's why things are not.
Well, that's a whole other topic. I mean, how many of you guys are following somebody who didn't save their marriage, or seeing somebody for help that didn't save their marriage? You guys should do the research on the books you buy even. It's actually uncanny how many resources go into my program. Some of the tools are great, but these people didn't finish. They didn't save their marriage. So they're using these tools in the new relationship. Like, you guys got to do a little homework, right? But anyways, that's a whole nother episode. What I wanted to say was this. I have a really simple way to think about it. In my program, I give acronyms. I give easy tools like the rejection ladder. We're going to stat respond, STAT, okay? When you know how this goes, you can basically just use the tools, okay? That's like reading the book or watching the course, okay? But when you work with the mentor, like she's talking about, okay, what will happen is you become somebody who not only embraces the tools, but can embody the tools. Easy way to understand this is, I'll use the cold plunge because this is hilarious. If you're not following Catherine's Instagram, you've got to.
People are loving my Instagram these days, guys. Follow me.
I get, Catherine Morrow Online, shameless plug. Okay, so I get in the cold plunge and I breathe through it. That's it. And then it doesn't even take me long. It's like three or four breaths and I'm good and I'm back to normal. And then I can even do a reel right in the plunge. Okay. Catherine struggles. Thank you, baby. Catherine is also amazing. She struggles and tries every single day. That's also amazing.
Thanks, baby.
Now, what happened is I have learned how to do the anxiety work that I've done, that I can sit in there with that cold water and on a whole, get myself ready and available to move onward. This is the same sort of thing that helps with insecurity. This is the same sort of thing that helps with the fear when things aren't going well in your relationship. Okay. So that's what it means to embody it. You just know what to do instinctually. Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Excuse me. And so, oh, thank you, babe. It's important to understand the difference, because when your partner says, why couldn't you do this years ago? First and foremost, take that as a win. I don't care how angry they are when they say it. I don't care what they say about it, because here's the thing. They're noticing your changes.
And that means it's good. Why That's didn't good. You do this years ago? This, whatever that is yes. a positive thing that they're like, I wish I had this 10 years ago. Well, you have it now.
You guys, and that's a whole nother topic. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've heard that and the screaming, but just so much of what we do is mindset, guys. Just think about it just for a second. They notice it, and it's this is good. But when you take the tone, the body language, the sneering, the snarling, the kicking the balls, and you get so offended because you take everything personal. Okay, stop. If you want to take something personal, take the win. Thank her. Thanks, baby. Thanks for noticing. You know, now I'd like to address the question. Are you ready? And then go address the question. You can say, I just didn't know. Be real, because you didn't. You know, Catherine, when I leaned into her that one day after the court mandated anger management, this is amazing. We're fighting every 3 days. Remember? And she leaned right in and she was like,
that's not normal.
Yeah. You just didn't know, you know? Now, once you can start to embody, so the skills become instinctual, but you're using all of them, because that's the other problem, right? It's not just, why didn't you do this years ago? Usually you guys are, I'm going to say it, half-assing it. You think you've tried all the solutions. You haven't. I just told you, you're buying books, some of my favorite books, some of the best tools that I teach. They didn't save their marriage. Like, how many podcasts are you listening to where they didn't save their marriage? You got to think about what you're doing, because if you're only putting in some of the steps, okay, I'm on the fourth version. We don't stop learning. I'm about to put out the fifth version with the new book coming out, okay? And then there's a Christian version that goes on top of that. Like, guys, there's so much more out there. So your partner's not going to, if you're just showing up not yelling, for example, what's the next step, right? You can't replace yelling with not yelling. So why didn't you do this X years ago? You see, they wouldn't be asking that question if you knew how to provide structure for the future. The joy, the happiness, the excitement, the conversations that go ping, 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 because you've got through the anxiety, the insecurity of the awkward conversations, wondering who they're talking to on their phone, why they're wearing those certain panties or whatever. Where are they? Why are they working so late? Where are they right now? All of these things that have been feeding the problems. So by the time you're doing this years ago, or should have done this years ago, I mean, there's no trust. You've been in, you've been out. They're your why, they're your why not.
Go back and listen to that episode, because we talk about that.
Yeah, go back a few episodes back. Like, why would anybody trust you? Go listen to the safety episode before this. If there's no safety, you can't have peace. So don't look at it like it's a bad thing. Look at it like, what could I do differently? It sucks you didn't have the skills. Trust me, we know. Been there. It sucks. That's it. Say it. Get it out. It's done. Get out of your pain. Stop playing in your pain and go get your life. That's it. Anything you want to add?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to talk about the cold plunge for a quick sec. So okay. Yes, follow me, because people think it's hilarious because I suck at the cold plunge. So what I wanted to ask you was, since you can get in there and you just, it looks like he's swimming around in a hot tub, you guys. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Meanwhile, I can't, he talks about breathing. I can't even catch my breath most of the time. We did have a couple of times when I was able to breathe. I'm back to square one. Like, it is, wait till you see the one that is going to be from today. I haven't even looked at it to edit it yet, but just comedy. So what is that? What is that? So forget about the lesson today, guys, for a second. We're just talking about the cold plunge. What does that say about me and my, well, how come I can't do it?
I think that you're allowing the anxiety of the shock, the fear of the cold, right? The you have some insecurity around, is this even good for me, right? It's all of those kinds of things, those emotions. And it's the shock, I think, that's just like, whoa, You know?
Yeah. It is like, I don't even think I'd be able to stay in longer unless someone was holding me down, because my body, whether I want to get out or not, my body gets out.
Okay. Next time I film you, I want you to say that, because oh my gosh, in that heightened state of anxiety, I think it would be hilarious. But yeah, guys, this is all about getting out of your comfort zone. That's what the plunge is about, right? We could do a whole episode on this, but
yeah,
getting out of the comfort zone, getting in there, dealing with it, babe, you're doing it. The first important step to get better at anything, guys. You know, I'm sure she wishes she did the cold plunge years ago, because that'd be so much easier, right?
Totally. I'm never going to be an Olympic cold plunger, though. I'll tell you guys, I started too late in life, and it's hard.
But I'm not going to hold it against her. All right, guys. Now, we'll see you next time.